I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. We are deep in the Impossible Girl era. It's our second episode of Doctor Who featuring Jenna Coleman, or Jenna Louise Coleman, as she was credited with in these episodes. Jenna Coleman as Clara. So we'd seen her die a rather ignominious death in the Asylum of the Daleks, the first episode of Series 7, which by the time The Snowman was on was probably about 9 months ago. There's such big gaps between episodes. Then we got onto The Snowman, which Matt has reached in his missive. She dies again in Victorian London. And so Matt mentioned in the last episode that Richard E. Grant was, he says, Richard E. Grant is demonstrating he still takes acting roles in Doctor Who as seriously as he did when he was the official Ninth Doctor. So Richard E. Grant was cast as the Ninth Doctor for a web series, which was greenlit and ready to go and animated. But because animation takes so long, when it came out, they were just announcing that Christopher Eccleston was going to play the Doctor. So it kind of was like this weird cul-de-sac of new Doctor Who. I think it had Derek Jacobi as the Master, and Sophie Okonedo, who you might know as... She was Queen Liz in The Beast Below. She's also the head of MI5, who has some many battles with Kristin Scott Thomas in Slow Horses, which is hilarious. Like, it's quite a dramatic show. Like, all your favorite characters get killed, but it's very funny. It's like a funny spy show with Gary Oldman on The Apple, I think. Sophie Okonedo, you also might know from Wheel of Time if you watch that, which. I saw someone online the other day. Someone associated with that production said they were going to maybe lean into using AI more for the production. And someone said, "I watch this show and I enjoy it, and I'm telling you, you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference," which I think is funny. I watched the first series; I didn't mind it, but I've kind of. Like, I watched one episode of the second series, I think, when I was in Melbourne, but I just haven't really had a chance to watch it on my own. Because, you know, when you live with someone, they don't want to watch things and, you know, you can't force them. we watched the first one. It was not beloved by everyone in the house, so I have to watch it on my own when I'm alone. Anyway... The thing that I was concerned of in the last episode was the Impossible Girl business with Clara, which I think I'd I honestly don't think I've watched many of these episodes a second time. Maybe when they were first on, I watched it a couple of times, but I've not gone back to any of these other than The Snowman, which we did for the show. And I find now that I, you know, once you know what the Impossible Girl thing is, it's all kind of, you know, it all makes sense and it's fine, but it's kind of difficult to sort of watch it because you're like, yeah, I know what this is now. I get it. I know who that is. I guess it's the same kind of thing with Riversong, but there's something kind of fun about Riversong in that it's still confusing. It's like, oh, where does this fit in the timeline? Like, that's kind of a fun vibe. But with Clara, it's just like, oh, yeah, she's not really that special. I mean, you know, she's just an ordinary girl who did something remarkable. So, yeah, but like I said in the last episode, Jenna Coleman is just so watchable and so delightful and looks like she's having the best fun. So you're like, well, I'll kind of go with it a bit. Speaking of her first full episode as Clara Oswald instead of Oswin Oswald or whatever her other weird names were, is The Bells of St. John. Matt in his missive says, now, despite being a mid-season episode, this really does feel fresh and new. There's no more whinging in the TARDIS. He really didn't like Amy and Rory. And everything's just given a nice, new, fresh feeling. There's even a bit of proper daylight. Clara appears to actually be joining the TARDIS as a regular, which is sort of a shame, as I was starting to look forward to the weekly moment when the Doctor shouts, oh my God, they killed Clara! Like in South Park. the Doctor shouts, only for her to reappear safe and well the following week with no explanation. But it's not to be. This time around, Celia Emery is wasted and puts an end to my dream of a sequel to The Mind Robber where the TARDIS lands in Manchesterford. Oh my God, Manchesterford. So if you haven't seen it, Celia Emery stars in a series of sketches on Victoria Wood's show As Seen on TV in a parody of a very cheap soap opera called Acorn Antiques. And it is delightful and she is heaven in it. Julie Walters plays like possibly the most ridiculous character you've ever seen, Mrs. O. But yeah, it is a very, very funny series of sketches. And there, you know, there was a musical, like it became like a whole thing. But it was set in Manchesterford, but they never left the front, like the front room of the shop. Like everything was set there. There was one episode where they decided to have diversity. So there were a couple of people in wheelchairs, but they couldn't get out the door. Because it was too small. So they spent the whole scene just kind of stuck there in the doorway. It was so weird. It's such a strange show. And like cameras would sort of swing around and bang into props. And oh my God, it's so funny. You've got to get it. Like just have a look. I'm sure it's on YouTube. Acorn Antiques. It's one of those things like if I go and visit Text Message Peter in Melbourne, he will just put it on and make me watch it. Even though I've seen it hundreds of times. Like I watched it. When I was living in the UK, they were repeating it on BBC Two and I would just sit upstairs crying with laughter, just squealing at how funny it was. This is in the early 90s, I think. Anyway, it is a delight. Celia Emery, by the way, is in a great series of Big Finish stories. Well, they're not Big Finish. They're like produced by Big Finish or released by Big Finish. Called Shilling and Sixpence. It's her and David Warner. And it's kind of like a pastiche of murder mystery plays. They were like kind of like this improvised murder mystery sort of thing that then became like a regular thing that people would do. And so then they made radio plays out of it. And they're very cute. But she's great. David Warner's great. It's, you know, it's fun stuff. Matt also says, the less you think about the Doctor riding a motorbike up the Shard, the better. Well, I mean, it wasn't the doctor, really. He was sitting at the computer. But that was a strange moment at the end. So I watched this again. I didn't mind it that much. Like, you know, there was a lot of time taken up with the bells of St. John being the, you know, there's a St. John ambulance sticker on the front of the TARDIS. And so the ringing phone in the TARDIS was the bells of St. John. And is it entirely, like, Clara says the woman in the shop gave her the doctor's phone number to fix her computer. And so I think we find out later that that's Missy. But it's kind of, you know, a sort of a throwaway thing. What I did love about this episode was the very Russell T. Davis opening. With the, you know, the guy talking to camera, explaining what's been happening all around the world, like basically, you know, personalizing and contextualizing a great big info dump, but making it feel like it's a personal story. And that was, I thought, really effective. And then not knowing where they are, which was very spooky because they're all in the Spoonhead people. The Spoonheads were really effective and spooky as well. I love that. Oh, also there's that weird book that Amy Williams has written, The Summer Something. I kind of enjoyed a lot of this. Anyway, will I enjoy more? Find out in the next episode.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.